got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go boom.
Okay, let's try this again. Welcome to Thursday Night Fugue State. I'm the one, the Pony Limitless 8. Tonight, we're doing nothing but terrible movies with awesome soundtracks. And what you heard before, that was Goldfinger with their cover of 99 Red Balloons. Right now, make up for lost time, jumping into orbital with Housing On and On and On.
Thank you.
Nah, it's not from the end of Mortal Kombat. It's from the beginning of Hackers. Both of which are not very good films, but definitely, definitely guilty pleasures of mine. If you divorce yourself from actually thinking about things, Hackers is a pretty entertaining movie. Whereas, you know, actual hackers are, you know, just sitting by their computers typing. They're not, like, dropping acid and tripping through the interwebs, like the film seems to suggest. Like, everywhere on the internet is just this crazy psychedelic drug trip. But you want to talk about a movie that's not a guilty pleasure? It's just awful? How about Spawn? Again, great soundtrack, though. Sneaker Pimps, Crystal Method, and Filter in the Crystal Method. This is Trip Like I Do.
I got the ration now, love a New York car.
trip like you just fine, just so long as I don't have to ever watch that god-awful Spawn movie ever again. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible. We'll have more from John Leguizamo film later on, but yeah, I gotta wash that out. I hate Dirty Dancing as far as films go. The acting's wooden, the plot is asinine, and it's just absolutely stupid. But I wanted y'all to throw y'all a curveball. I wanted y'all not to get hit by a pitch. And hopefully my virtual DJ doesn't crap out on me right here. Here's Hey Ocean with their cover of Be My Baby. The end of the file. Virtual DJ finally found it. Go figure. You gotta love that cover, because Ashley Ball's voice just nails it. The Ronettes' original 1960s version of Be My Baby is also a godly track, and it would have to be in order to save the absolute train wreck that is Dirty Dancing. But again, soundtrack to that film, absolute classic. Coming at you next, man, I hated the Burton and Schumacher Batman films. I cheered when Batman and Robin was just god-awful because it meant they were no longer going to do the Batman movies. Granted, it meant we had to wait a few years for the Chris Nolan films, but hey, at least their tyranny was over. But Batman Forever had a really good soundtrack, so here's U2 with Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
You just know what you got. Oh Lord.
Yeah, you know. Because nothing says Gotham City like Bono and the Edge and Jim Carrey. But regardless, still an awesome soundtrack to just a really not very good movie. I mean, I'm not really a big U2 fan, but that song kills it. You had The Offspring Smash It Up and a few others that are slipping my mind. I used to own a copy of the soundtrack to Batman Forever, but sadly I traded it in for, I think, a copy of Gran Turismo 5 along with a stack of other DVDs and games and CDs a long, long time ago when I had no job. And, well, I don't really feel the loss all that keenly. A while back, I had made the erroneous statement that I at least believed that Moloko's The Time Is Now was from the soundtrack to the film Johnny English. It is not. The Moloko song from that soundtrack that I was thinking of was The Only Ones. I keep finding out more and more about Moloko as I do this show, and I keep loving them more and more. So hopefully I'll find some more kick-ass tracks from them. Hey, I tell you what else wasn't a very good movie? Tomb Raider. The only things that saved it were the soundtrack, Angelina's Guns, and Angelina's Guns. Ha! But here's Basement Jacks with Where's Your Head At?
Where's your head?
Honestly, the music video for that song with the monkeys throwing the vinyl records everywhere was far more entertaining than any part of Tomb Raider. Actually, I'll tell you what the best part of the actual film was for me. It was to see Chris Berry, best known for his role as Arnold Judas Rimmer on Red Dwarf, as Lara's butler. I stood up and applauded in the theater right then and there. Yes, I saw it in the theater. No, I don't know why. You want to talk about a legitimately god-awful movie? How about Mortal Kombat Annihilation? The first one, I've gone on record, I would go so far as to call it a movie. It's a guilty pleasure of mine, if only because it actually kind of sticks to what made the video games good. This crazy otherworldly mythology and a bunch of violence. Actually, the games were a lot more violent than the film. Of course, it had to be to maintain the PG-13 rating and be marketable on Saturday morning cartoons. But the Annihilation is just freaking terrible. Just wall-to-wall awful. Except for the soundtrack. And let's take a look at the back of the case. I mean, you got KMFDM, Megadeth, Rammstein, Juno Reactor, Buckethead is on here. Freaking Buckethead, man. Pretty soon, I'm going to drop Soothsayer for y'all, but not this week. We don't have the time for it. But I think we can jump in with some Lunatic Calm and Leave You Far Behind. I'm pretty sure this one was also used in The Matrix. Yeah, I really like that one. There is an alternate version of it with the actual vocals. Yeah, that was the version 2 instrumental mix. Ideally, the song does have vocals that are like, I wanna leave you far behind, but you're not really missing anything by that not being there. Told you we had some more John Leguizamo. I'm not going to say that the Super Mario Brothers movie is god-awful, because enough people have already said that. I honestly, it's nostalgic for me. It's a guilty pleasure as well. But honestly, the high point of the film is right here at the end. This is Roxette with Almost Unreal. Nice long lead-in, too. Roxette was always a great band. Sadly, that track didn't quite get as much exposure as it really should have. It might have something to do with being at the end of a film that a lot of people walked out on. But, sadly, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, seriously, John Leguizamo as Luigi? Dennis Hopper as King Koopa? Come on, man. We only got time for a little bit more. And, yeah, I think we're going to go with some wannabes.
Always when we fight, I try to make you love. Till everything's forgotten, I know you hate that. Ba ba da kiss you once or twice, and everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. I love you, Sunday sun. The week's not yet begun, and everything is quiet, and it's always you and me.
That was from Baz Luhrmann's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the 1996 reimagining of the Bard's classic that absolutely no one asked for. It's still a fun movie, but hey, you know, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and put up my flame shield right here and now. There's a lot of people who regard Napoleon Dynamite as a cult classic. I kind of hated it. But at least Jamiroquai is funky as all hell. This is Canned Heat.
Worship. you know that you can go much faster. And other people's talking real so cheap. Hey, I've got this brutal child ingrained on me. I'm gonna use my power to ascend. You know I've got these blinding ears to use. Such that there's no wildness. I was born to rock and bent to left. You never see my feet cause I move so fast. Dancing, hey, nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Hey, got candy in my ears tonight, baby. Hey, I've got to dance. All the nasty things that people say, dance. But I'm gonna make it anyway. Dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, baby. You know this boogie is my real guy. So much candy.
Looks like my time here with us this evening is coming to a close, sadly. But we're going to go a little bit past the hour to help our good friend Killscreen, a.k.a. Ludivon Beats, get his stuff set up and get ready for another awesome symphony number kick frickin' ass. So we're gonna cheat a little bit here. We're going to drop another song from Tomb Raider. This is the Supremely Chill, Edge Hill from Groove Armada. I've been your master of Saraponi's Limitless Hate. I love, love, love y'all. And I will catch y'all next week for another Fugue State. Sadly, next week's episode is going to be pre-recorded because I'm going to have homies here and we're all going to be, you know, carrying on, and I'm going to be preoccupied with a house full of people, and it's probably not going to be a great idea. So I'm going to pre-record my set and we're going to just air it and, you know, be done with it. And I'll be back to having live sets the week after next. So, with no further ado, you're listening to Ponyville FM, first in Pony Radio, the cure for the common cult, and here's Groove Armada with Edge Hill. I'll check y'all later.